question is whether or not there are any limits on the Commerce Clause. Can you identify for us some limits on the Commerce Clause?
Yes. The rationale purely under the Commerce Clause that we're advocating here would not justify forced purchases of commodities for the purpose of stimulating demand. It would not justify purchases of insurance for the purposes in situations in which insurance doesn't serve as the method of payment.
But why not? If Congress says that interstate commerce is affected, isn't, according to your view, that the end of the analysis?
No. We think that the difference between those situations and this situation is that in those situations, Your Honor, Congress would be moving to create commerce. Here, Congress is regulating existing commerce, economic activity that is already going on, people's participation in the healthcare market, and is regulating to deal with existing effects of existing commerce.